It says that then he, that is Jesus, called to him his disciples, and he called the crowd, and he said to them, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." And he said to them, "Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see that the kingdom of God has come with power." May God bless his word as we hear it and as we heed it. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. These are perhaps some of the most demanding words of Jesus for his believers and for us today. Some of the most challenging words. And why is that? Well, I want to suggest that it digs down into our lives. These words do. But I want to tell you that these words don't just dig down deep into our lives, but I believe they also, in our passage, we hear words of Jesus that actually also call us up. So today I want us to hear the words of Jesus, and I want to describe at least two ways that these words of Jesus kind of dig down into the soil of our lives and who we are as people. First of all, in this short passage, Jesus digs down into our identity, Now, he did this, he did it with his disciples and the people who were listening in. He begins to dig down into their lives when he says this, "Whoever wants to be my disciple." Now, Jesus was surrounded by his 12 disciples. So it's almost like you want to say, "Jesus, your disciples are right here." And then he had the crowd of people who were near him, who perhaps in that crowd of people were those who were seeking to follow after Christ as well. Jesus knows the disciples and the others in the crowd that he is calling out to, that they have some growing to do in their faith, in their knowledge of God. The disciples had certainly started on the journey with Jesus, but they are still identified with the life they had been living. They were attached to it. And sometimes when we are attached to the lives that we live, that we're familiar with, that we've grown up, that we've been taught, that we've seen in the lives of others, sometimes we are attached to a kind of identity that Jesus, in a way, wants to dig down into the soil of our lives and do some work. The disciples, what was their identity? They were Jews. They lived under Roman authority. They were fishermen, not all of them, but some of them who thought like fishermen and they talked like fishermen. These were men who were used to hard work, the hard work of manual labor, of defending their fishing turf, never quite making enough money from the catch. They were identified that way, and that identity was attached to them. And it turns out that this was an identity that Jesus was digging down into to undo. Just before our passage that I read this morning, Peter and Jesus have an interesting interaction. Jesus has already asked the group of 12, who do people say that I am? What's the word out on the street about my identity? And so they start to give some answers. And after that interaction, Jesus begins to talk about what's coming for him, the suffering that he'll face, the punishment, the arrest, the crucifixion, the death. And Peter pulls Jesus aside, and they have a very interesting interaction. It says that Peter rebuked Jesus. Have you ever been rebuked? It's not fun. Peter rebuked Jesus. Who knows why? Maybe Peter didn't think that Jesus should undergo those kinds of things. There was no way that Peter would allow the one that he was following to experience those things. He would fight to the very end for Jesus. Who knows what was going through through Peter's mind? Maybe it was Peter's misunderstanding of what the purpose of Jesus on earth was all about. A victor over Rome doesn't give in to punishment and death. Peter had already given that right answer about who Jesus was earlier in chapter 8. Peter had the right answer, but Peter did not have the right identity. Jesus digs down into our hearts today to point out what identifies a disciple, and it might not be what we think. We know who we are. If we could make a list of all the different things that identify us, Americans, left and right, hardworking, self-supporting, still needing more money at the end of the month, looking for some relief, and on we could go to identify us. And Jesus digs down into our hearts and points out that just because we have the right answer doesn't mean that we have Jesus's identity. Peter rebuked Jesus, but then Jesus rebukes Peter. He rebukes Peter for trying to pull Jesus his way. Peter, if you want to be my disciple, church, if we want to be his disciple, then what? And Jesus digs down some more. And he digs down to speak to the things that occupy our grasp. The things that we're so attached to that we've grabbed hold of them and we cling to them tightly. Again, the 12 were being challenged to take seriously what it meant to be Jesus' disciple. And it's not about old identities. It's not about all of the right answers that they surely had learned growing up. It's about being Jesus' disciple, about being a learner of Jesus' ways. And being a disciple gets down to the things that we grasp as humans. Sometimes literally with our hands, what we grasp, that we do not want to let go of, that somebody will only be able to take out of our hands when we have passed away. It's what is literally in our hands, and sometimes it's what we grasp with our hearts. Look at what Peter grasped. Just imagine the things that Peter held on to most of his adult life. Oars, nets, fish, things that he held on to, and later on in the story of the disciples and Jesus, Peter grasped and held on to a sword. I guess in those days you could have said that he carried. But he had a sword that he held on to. And if you know that story, they were arresting Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And when Peter had had enough, he pulled out this sword and he took a swipe to do damage, perhaps even to bring death, and he clips the ear. And Jesus takes that ear and heals it and puts it back in place. Jesus wanted to dig down into the life of Peter and deal with the things that he had grown attached to, that he grasped and held on to with his very hands and even with his heart. You see, Peter, to be my disciple, you actually have to let go. You actually have to deny yourself. And you have to grasp something else. Jesus is digging down into the life of Peter. And he says, Peter, you'll have to take up your cross and follow me. Now, at that point in time, I imagine Peter had no clue what he was talking about. But it would be soon enough that Peter would learn what that meant. And he would learn, Peter would learn that as long as he grasped those other things, he did not have room in his hands to pick up his cross. Deny yourself, Jesus said. Let go of what you grasp and follow me. There Jesus is talking to the 12. He's talking to the crowd that's sticking around to listen. But maybe in this moment, Jesus was talking directly to Peter. And maybe here in this room today, it's as if Jesus is talking directly at you or at me. Deny yourself. Let go of what you're grasping. Let go of that identity that is not related to me. And follow me, Jesus says. As long as Peter's identity and grasp were not relinquished to Jesus, Peter really could not be a disciple. Maybe he had the name, but down deep in his heart, until he had relinquished, he could not be a disciple. He could be other things. He could identify in other ways. He could grasp other things, but Peter could not be a disciple. And so it is with you and me. As long as our identities and our grasps, those things that we are so attached to, as long as those things are not relinquished to Jesus, we really have nothing with which to be Jesus' disciples. We can be other things. We can have other identities. We can grasp other things. But we cannot do what Jesus challenges us to do. Brian, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. Jesus digs down into the soil of the hearts of those that would be his disciples. But Jesus doesn't just dig down. He also calls up. He calls us up to something. Yes, he wants to dig down in the soil of our hearts and do the kind of excavating work in our hearts that the Holy Spirit does to call us to be fully his. And sometimes that can feel hard. Sometimes it can seem like a whole lifetime of that kind of work that Jesus does. But Jesus is not just about the hard work of digging down in us. He's also about the encouraging work of calling us up to something. And I think that we see that in this passage. At the end of our passage, Jesus speaks about God's kingdom. He speaks about God's kingdom coming with power. The promise of being a disciple is seeing God's kingdom at work in our world, in our lives, in our homes, with our kids, with great power. That's the promise of being a disciple, seeing God's kingdom at work in our world, seeing God's kingdom at work in our church. Now, we don't know all that God's power looks like, but I do believe that we'll know it when we see it. I think we're seeing it as we embark on a new journey together with Freedom Hope Church. We are letting go of stuff. And I have to tell you that I didn't realize how attached I was to our stuff. And I began to realize, as we began to think about the kingdom and the requirements of letting go of some stuff and redesignating and rededicating some space for another group of brothers and sisters in Christ, that I needed Jesus to do some digging down in my heart. And I needed to realize that I've been attached to some things that I don't need to be attached to. And I need to let go of the grasp, even if it's a mental grasp. Well, this is my place, this is my stuff, this is my space. And it's really not. It's always been the Lord's. But it's just the place that I call home. It's the place that I go to minister and to do work. It's the place that I go to fellowship and to be with my family in Christ. But you see, I think that we're beginning to see God at work. And I'm not quite sure what God's power will look like in this work, but I think that we'll know it when we see it. So our attachments are changing, church. And maybe the Lord is speaking into your life and into my life today, down in the soil of our hearts, to show us that there are some attachments, whether identity or whether the things that we grasp with our hands and our hearts, that need to be let go of, so that we can deny ourselves, take up our cross, and really follow Jesus wherever He leads. A hymn that has been sung, I'm sure, in this sanctuary many times. Wherever He leads, I'll go. Wherever He leads, I'll go. I'll follow my Christ who loves me so. Wherever He leads, I'll go. And maybe what we can say today, church, is that wherever He leads us, we will go. We're sharing space, but we're also sharing fellowship. And we're sharing ministry. And we're sharing worship. And we're sharing outreach. And I believe that we'll share in seeing the power of God's kingdom at work in this place, and out beyond this place, out into the community around us, and beyond the community around us to this city that we call home, and beyond this city to this area, and beyond this area, God's glory and the power of God's kingdom on display. Lord, today, we worship You, and we praise You, and we submit to You, Lord. All those things that we are attached to, some of those things we've carried with us most of our lives, some of those attachments really do identify who we feel like we are. And yet, Jesus, You call us to a different way. If you want to be My disciple, You say, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Lord, we may not know all of the ways that that plays out in our lives. And maybe today what it is that we're saying is that we, Lord, have a desire to be your disciple, not a disciple of anyone else, not a learner of any other way, but the way of the cross. And so, Lord Jesus, you do your work, digging down into the soil of our hearts. You do your work in us. Lord, show us the attachments that we need to let go of so that we can grasp hold of you and your way. Thank you for your word this day. Thank you for the praise, for the prayers. Lord, for sharing in baptism with Christian and Eli. Lord, it's been joy. You filled us with joy. And we'll go from this place today filled by you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're going to